Good morning. You're listening to Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman in Providence. Later today, the House of Representatives votes on the budget for fiscal year 2018. And joining me now is our political reporter, Ian Donis. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Chuck.
Well, this is it. The House is going to vote on the budget. What, if anything, remains in play at this point, or is this just a simple vote?
Well, there are some issues that will be decided over the next week or so as the General Assembly session wraps up. But the budget is pretty much a settled matter. It's a $9.2 billion budget for the fiscal year starting July 1st. A couple of the highlights are the start of the car tax phase-out championed by House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello. That's costing $26 million initially. And also, Governor Gina Raimondo got a little bit of what she wanted as far as a college tuition program with a couple of million dollars for students at the Community College of Rhode Island.
Is there any more room to possibly add RIC to that, or do you think that's done?
I think it's done for this year. I think you'll see Governor Raimondo in the future fight for an expansion of that program. Speaker Mattiello reacted coolly to it from the start. He said in a state like Rhode Island, where revenue is often tight, the state has to be careful about introducing new programs. The governor says it's a good way of sparking the economy. It also appeals to the kind of voters she needs to cultivate in next year's race for governor. So I think she will revisit that issue in the future.
Now, that money that the car tax is going to cost for the first year, does that have to be cut out now, or is that something done later?
Well, the thing is here that everyone likes the car tax cut, but money does not grow on trees, as we know. And the speaker has pledged that cities and towns will be compensated for any cuts. So there's $26 million in the new budget to go to cities and towns to make up for that collective loss. To completely wipe out the car tax will cost upwards of $220 million a year. Once again, people like the idea of not paying those taxes. The hard part is that the state always has a deficit, and the state will have to come up with that roughly $220 million every single year to compensate cities and towns.
Let me just ask you, Ian, you've looked at a lot of these before. What's your sense of this budget? Anything new in it, or is it more or less a kind of a status quo thing?
Well, part of what's interesting to me is that there was a big deficit that had to be wiped out, $134 million plus $26 million to implement the first step of the car tax phase out. And there were concerns that there might be some really broad cuts in human service programs. And those kind of cuts really did not materialize. There are cuts from a variety of different places. Governor Raimondo has been handed the assignment of coming up with $25 million in cuts that have not yet been specified. Now, critics might say that there are a number of one-time fixes that have been used to plug this budget hole. The state is kind of muddling through in a time when revenue is not matching up to expectations, but that's not particularly uncommon. We all would hope that the economy will chug along, but there are other wild cards like the Trump administration in Washington and whether it might cut back federal support for health care programs for the poor. That could open up a need for more money in Rhode Island and an uncertainty as to where that money would come from.
And we will wait and see on that. Coming up during the budget debate, anything we should be looking for?
Well, it seems like no significant changes are really expected to the budget. The 11-member Republican faction in the 75-member House of Representatives usually uses this as an opportunity to play the role of the loyal opposition and to express concern or opposition to various programs and spending championed by the Democratic majority. And that makes for some good dialogue. Unlike past years, Speaker Mattiello says the budget debate will not go late. I think, in fact, he said if it's not wrapped up by 10 o'clock tonight, it will carry over till tomorrow and possibly even Saturday. Certainly, many lawmakers don't relish the prospect of being at the State House on Saturday, so that could help to focus attention on a vote.
That goes for political reporters, too.
Right, you are.
Ian Donis, our political reporter here at Rhode Island Public Radio, thanks for your insight.
Thank you, Chuck.